This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Two more movies are ready to start filming in Greater Cincinnati. Over the years, several movie crews have shot films in and around our region, giving locals plenty of opportunities to get a taste of Hollywood and grab a few seconds of fame as extras. But how do casting directors decide who to put in a movie? D. Lynn Myers, producing artistic director for Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, is also a casting director. She joins us to provide a look at how actors are cast in TV shows and movies, talk about the latest films that are coming to town, and why producers like working in our region. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Lynn, good to see you this afternoon.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me here.
Lynn, tell us about the new movies that are coming our way.
Well, right now, as we speak, The Goat is getting ready to start filming on Monday. A beautiful, dark, haunting piece based on a true story about fraternities, about two brothers, about the effect of college life on this family. And James Franco is producing this. Andrew Neil is directing it. And it's an extraordinarily, I hate when people say, oh, this is an important movie. But honestly, this is an important movie. And it okay. couldn't be happening at a better time or, of course, in a better city than Cincinnati. Okay. I think one of the reasons that Cincinnati shines right now as one of the top places to film in this country is because our community is so diverse. Our community is so rich in the heritage of colleges and universities, which play a big role in this particular movie, but also just the architecture. You can go uptown, downtown, across town, and you can be in different time periods and different worlds within a 5-minute car drive.
Right. That's true. There's such a varied geography in this area. You can shoot a city scene, turn around, drive a short while if you need a suburban scene.
That's
or
right.
rural setting.
That's exactly right. So when you talk about picking up film crews and moving them from place to place, what better place than right here? There's seven hills in Cincinnati, just like Rome. There's a river. There's marvelous contemporary stadiums and magnificent buildings like Music Hall. There's an enormous advantage right now for Cincinnati to take the spotlight as the place to be, not only for the arts in general, but specifically right now for films.
Now, the other movie is The Long Home, right?
Yes.
That's
uh-huh.
also John Franco.
And
he's involved in that.
He is in directing that to the best of my knowledge, and that's going to be shot in Hamilton. And that'll also be happening very soon here in our very own region.
Are these two movies going to create a lot of opportunities for extras?
They have and they will. Now, and not just extras. The great thing to know is that with Carol and Miles Ahead and The Blunderer, over 190 people, 190 people here in Cincinnati have been cast in speaking roles. They've done day player roles as well as hundreds and hundreds of people to be used as extras. So there's a lot of opportunity to put your toe in that film pool, so to speak. Not only has there been in the last year, but more to come, I'm sure.
Now, in your work as a casting director, mm-hmm. I imagine you get to hear things from these movie producers. What kinds of things do they say about Cincinnati?
Well, Cincinnati, I can only tell you that my primary role in the world is the producing artistic director at Ensemble Theater. And when Don Cheadle knocked on the door for the first time with Kristen Irwin from the Film Commission, and he came into this theater, and we were producing The Mountaintop, he just echoed so much of what we'd been longing to hear, which was what a great town Cincinnati was, how many opportunities he could make it Detroit, he could make it New York, he could make it all these places in Miles' life. And those are the kind of remarks I hear from Andy Goddard, the director of The Blunderer. He was so excited at the base of talent that was here, particularly theater actors who are longing for the opportunity to be on the big screen. So it became a wonderful marriage between theater being such a vibrant scene here in Cincinnati and these producers finding the talent. So it's all great and well to have buildings, but it's not great if you don't have the talent to get out there on the screen and hold their own opposite Cate Blanchett and Don Cheadle.
So having an organization like the Ensemble Theater has really helped in attracting movies.
I think it's been great in that our base of local talent at Ensemble Theater and at the other theaters in town have grown dramatically over the past several years. And when you have a wonderful, rich base of talent, that aids in film projects as well as any other project coming to town. There's also been more commercial shot here. The whole landscape of Cincinnati is becoming more well-known nationally, and I hope internationally, than it was just a short year and a half ago.
Are we the Hollywood of the Midwest yet?
Oh, we definitely are. Oh, we definitely are.
You don't have any bias there, do
absolutely
you?
Absolutely do. I absolutely am completely biased because I love my city, but I love more than anything, a casting director loves more than anything giving people work. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do, not only at ETC, being able to work with the great team I work with there, but also with these films. I'm able to find people in the neighborhood that never thought that they would be able to watch themselves on the silver screen one day, and now they can.
So we have a pretty strong pool of talent in
Cincinnati.
We do.
We have a wonderful strong pool of talent in Cincinnati, and also I would say that regionally, if you think about these movies draw from Dayton and Lexington and all of that, but honestly, the bulk of the casting that's happened on these last seven movies have all come within about 10 miles of this radio station. And that is a really exciting thing to say about your city when you have that core talent group right here.
We will continue our conversation about local movie production and how you might be able to play a part in those movies. And you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. My guest this afternoon is D. Lynn Myers, producing artistic director for Ensemble Theater Cincinnati. She's also a casting director, and you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. So the casting director, Lynn, goes out and searches for the talent for movies.
Indeed.
That just sounds like such a broad job. How in the world do you do that? That there's a lot involved in that, isn't there?
Well, there is a lot involved in it, and it's an exciting process. For example, there was an open call for The Goat. The extras casting director, Hannah Sawicki, had an extras call at NKU just a couple weeks ago, and 700 people showed up on a Saturday morning to be extras, and every single one of those people were met. They have their picture. They filled out forms. We had a free casting seminar just last Saturday where people could learn more about how to do that. The Cincinnati Film Commission has a great website, and it does a great job of keeping people informed as to how to apply to be an extra or how to be involved, for example, as a crew member on one of these shows. But the Cincinnati Film Commission puts the word out, and then, as they say, if you build it, they will come. And actors and people who want to be actors and children and elderly people, there's no age limitation on acting, which I think is also very exciting for our region, that these movies have employed a lot of different ages and a lot of different kinds of people.
700 people, though. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty typical when you have a casting call?
Actually,
you get hundreds like that?
Well, for Cincinnati, I will tell you, that's huge. That's huge for any city. I would have expected that they would have had maybe 300 to 400, but Cincinnati continually surprises. It continually surprises as a city that is so rich in a diverse culture of people that are interested in so many things that it was exciting. And I would say that in order to be an extra, to be interested in doing something like that, or to stay in touch with all the films coming to town, the Film Commission website is the best one to visit. And supporting that Film Commission's, you know, mission by telling people about the great work that's happening here in this region. And as far as our speaking actors, a lot of actors over the years, way back when early in my career, I was blessed enough to be hired from L.A. to come back to New York to cast The Shawshank Redemption. So I did all of that location work here. And there are actors that were in Shawshank almost 20 years ago now that are going to be in these movies and have been in these movies for the last several months.
Well, how do you go about becoming a casting director? I mean, what kind of a background do you need for that?
Well, my background was in I'm a director, so I'm a member of that world, and I direct at Ensemble Theater and other theaters around the country. And casting, I started at Cincinnati Playhouse casting their shows when I was the associate director there. So I would go into New York and L.A. and Chicago and find actors for the Playhouse. And then when I left the Playhouse, I had gotten myself fairly immersed in that casting world. So my experience goes all across the country and a lot of work that I did in Canada. And then what I'm able to do is bring those 20-odd years of contacts back with me here to Cincinnati. So when a project comes up, I think about it as like a great shopping adventure. It's going out and shopping for all the things you think are beautiful, all the actors you love, and then you bring the best of the best in to meet the director, and you make a movie.
What do casting directors typically look for in extras?
Honest. We look for honest people who won't act when you're an extra and you're supposed to be sitting at a table in a cafe and eating a bowl of soup. That's what we want you to do, is sit there and eat a bowl of soup. We don't want you to make faces. We look for people who are prompt. We want you to be on time. We don't want you to leave. If you commit to being on set, you stay on set. I don't care if somebody at home calls you and says that, you know, you need to go home and get a cat out of a tree. You can't leave to do that. You have to stay with us. So in order to be an extra, you have to be willing to give your entire day and sometimes your entire evening. And you also sometimes have to change your hairstyle. Sometimes in a movie like Carol and The Blunderer, because they were period movies, we had to fit extras into the clothing, vintage clothing that we had. So sometimes our job is to go out and find people who are size 38 regular suits. So sometimes if you're not cast in something, it's not because you're not great and not good, but maybe you literally just don't fit the suit coat that we have in stock.
Now, I've heard one person describe being an extra as being a walking wallpaper, essentially. Is that kind of a, you were talking about that earlier, how you're just supposed to be there. You're part of the scene.
But think about how empty a scene would be if you didn't have those people,
have the people
that embodied our everyday life, even coming over here from, you know, a few short blocks. I must have passed 15 different people. Well, my walk would have been kind of boring, lonely, and empty without those people. I narrated a wonderful thing down in Kenton County a few weeks ago about the Shawshank Redemption, and I talked about all the background scenes and how real it made. That was shot in a prison. Well, it would have been a lonely prison if only Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins would have been there. I do not underestimate being a tiny part of these movies because it gives you a little bit of immortality, and I think we'd all like that. You know, if we aren't going to be Charles Dickens and we're not going to be published in on a library or a book that you can get on online, how great to be part of a movie that'll be seen 20 years, 40 years, 60 years. Who knows what's going to happen in 100 years from now. So if you are the waitress that brings a cup of coffee to somebody in the goat in a particular scene, that's a vital part of telling that story. And this is a vital story that needs to be told.
And all you have to do is just be yourself.
Be yourself and be on time.
Now, can this be a hazardous job in any way to be an extra?
No, I would not say hazardous. I mean, the films are all professional films. People are taken very good
care
of.
They're very safety conscious.
Very safe. Very safe. They are very beautifully run. I have yet to work on a film that wasn't, and doubt that we would have a film shot here that wasn't well put together. Now, they're long days, so it's not, it could be an 8-hour day, it could be a 10-hour day, but you'll know that going in, and you'll also know what you're going to get paid. Some movies, every movie is a little bit different depending on the SAG scale, the Screen Actors Guild scale. So sometimes it may just be a token. Sometimes it may be quite a bit to be an extra. Sometimes it's so much per hour. Sometimes it's a flat fee. Sometimes it's essentially you donate your time and then the film makes the donation to a particularly worthy cause in your name. There's a lot of different pay scales for extras, but one thing, extras are never taken for granted. So your person who said they were walking wallpaper, that is a great descriptive term, but they are not treated as objects.
They're not treated that
They're
way.
Not
That's just
treated
more
that way.
Your role is
That's
to
right.
be.
Like, your role is to fill the room and to make the ambiance of the scene more exciting and rich by your simple presence. And being simply present is a great gift to any film here in town.
Now, you mentioned the Screen Actors Guild. Do you have to be a union member to be an extra?
No, absolutely not. No. And in fact, you can do several movies in speaking roles before you need to join the union. SAG is, however, a very, very good union, and it does set a very high standard to make sure that actors are treated well. But all of the extras on these movies that have come through, and I'm sure that will come through, will be treated in that same professional manner. But no, don't think if you're listening out there that you, to become an extra, you have to suddenly join the union, and then this will become your full-time career, and you'll have to pay tons and tons of dues. It doesn't work that way.
A lot of people are just using this to supplement an income.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not necessarily going to be your full-time job.
That's right.
It's rather piecemeal.
Well, and I would say that it's the same way in LA or New York. I think,
yeah.
Honestly, you know, there's very few people I know making a full-time living just doing extras or catching things here and there in movies. Quite honestly, friends I have in LA find that there's more shooting that's been happening here in the last few months than in LA. So that's a pretty exciting place for the city to be right now.
Are there people who show up as extras for every film, veteran extras who
there
keep
are.
Popping up?
There yeah. are, and they're great, and we love them. And I think that's terrific because they just enjoy it. And they know that they're helping the director to tell this story. So they understand that their role is a very, very important role. And yes, we love the veterans that come back and forth and do all of the movies. But then again, it's always great to meet new people.
Now, do you get to mingle with the stars when you do this?
Me? Or
no,
the extras.
Or the extras.
Well, it depends. You know, I will tell you that in the scenes with Don Cheadle in Miles Ahead, these were scenes that were he was reenacting Miles Davis's work in clubs. And yeah, they were, you know, right there within arm's length of Don Cheadle, and he was extraordinary. I will tell you that they're great stories that I've heard about Cate Blanchett and Jessica Biel and their interaction with the people that were on set with them. The actors that have been in these movies are truly stars for a reason. They're stars because they genuinely shine. They make the room better when they walk into it, and they have been more generous and cordial than maybe some people would expect. Although on the set of Shawshank Redemption, Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman were like that every day. They met the extras. They said hello. They mingled with people. Everybody ate together, lunch at the same time. It is a brush with stardom to be part of this.
And I take it that's one of the attractions to being an extra. You might get that opportunity.
Well, and more than anything, I love, there was an extra a few months ago now, on a movie here in town. And she told me a story about how she was an extra. She was part of a party crowd scene, but she didn't have anything to do. So they allowed them to mingle behind some of the cameramen quietly, mind you, very quietly. But now she is this has awoken in her a great interest in what a director of photography does, and maybe become a videographer. And so being on set as a party girl at a party, what's happened is now her whole world has changed a little bit, because she realizes what it's like to see the world through the lens of a camera. So you never know, by being part of one of these explorations, adventures, you never know what you might discover about yourself.
So it can open up new opportunities.
It certainly could.
Now, What else makes this attractive to people? I mean, the pay can be good or not so good. The hours definitely are long. Mm-hmm. Why would people do this?
Well, I think if you are, as so many Cincinnatians are, I think they're aware of the world around them, maybe more acutely than in other cities. I think that ensembles dedicated to doing plays with a social conscience, and our audiences that I see come through our doors, are very aware of what's happening. So when you have the opportunity to be a small part of a movie that's telling a story like The Goat about fraternities, a very important story that's based on a true story, or you're telling a story like Carol, which is a beautiful, exquisitely written novel that's now turned into this major motion picture about an issue that took place in the 50s about a gay love story, and we're still dealing with issues today, headlines about gay marriage. How extraordinary to be part of something that is a bigger part of what's happening in our world. That, to me, I think, is the bigger reason that these movies maybe are being made here in town, because I think there is a social conscience to Cincinnati, and they like to be part of something that is more than just about our town, but on a national, international, and somewhat timeless level.
How does the local film commission help people apply to be an extra?
They do it all. I mean, the local film commission, this is not about calling me. This is not about calling individuals. This is about staying in touch with the film commission. The open call that I referred to that happened a couple weeks ago for The Goat, Cincinnati Film Commission publicized that. The Cincinnati Film Commission is an extraordinary asset to this town. It is an asset that needs to be celebrated, because without the Cincinnati Film Commission, I can guarantee you that we would not have been sitting here in his shot set. Movies now,
or having this conversation,
you and I would be somewhere else right now. The Cincinnati Film Commission and the fact that the state of Ohio does support in the terms of rebates to producers that come to Ohio right now to make movies, that the film industry, not only in Cincinnati, but there's films happening in Columbus and Cleveland and all around our state. That just makes our state a much more economically attractive state to have people come and do movies, and it also puts a little money in the Cincinnati and greater Cincinnati economy.
And we'll just point out, too, that anyone interested can find the Film Commission site's link at WVXU.org. Well, Lynn, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
D'Lynn Myers is producing artistic director for Ensemble Theater Cincinnati. She's also a casting director. Coming up, the pervasive problem of poverty in Greater Cincinnati. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.